Hello, Bashar.
And to you, good day.
So good to talk to you.
And you as well.
I got two quick questions. The first one is, I'm facing a challenge right now.
Oh, congratulations.
I know it. Thank you. And it's really...
exciting?
If you say so.
Thank you. Do you say so?
No, I don't.
Oh, all right. Your choice.
It's, I'm trying to quit smoking, and I'm really trying.
I see.
And I'm on these pills that help suppress the cravings,
all
and those
right.
have helped a bit.
All right.
This is the first time that I've really decided and committed.
Yes.
And so I'm down. I've gone down, and the latest one is I got down from 12 like to 3,
oh,
and then
all right.
I got down from 3 to 1.
Yes.
And then I went up again to 3.
All right.
And I am, the cravings just take over my body, and I'm just like, I can't think unless I...
Oh, all right. Would you like to do a completely thorough detoxification of your body?
No, but I'm willing.
No.
Doesn't
There's
sound
that
like
wonderful
fun,
paradoxical
that
language
like
again. No, but I'm willing. No, but yes. Yes, but no.
Yeah. To be, I'm just, you know, being honest. It,
oh,
it
thank
doesn't
you.
Sound like fun. However,
let me ask you.
Yes.
Why are you uncertain about being willing to do a detoxification if the detoxification might remove the craving?
Because it sounds like it won't feel good.
Why do you think that?
That's a good point, because I haven't
Thank you! Who told you that detoxification has to feel bad?
I did.
Yeah, why?
So I guess so I wouldn't do it.
Thank you! Because you don't want to stop.
Well, part of me absolutely doesn't want to stop.
There are no part of you.
Oh.
There is you, or there is not you.
Okay.
You see, this is part of the problem that you're having. Is you're not defining yourself holistically, but you're defining yourself as a bunch of conflicting parts.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So if you define yourself holistically and really be honest, as you say, then you will honestly admit the you are now doesn't want to stop.
Okay, I do admit that.
Thank you. Now, there is another you that does want to stop, but even more important than that, there is another you that never started. You understand?
No.
All right. Let us explain. This is what we euphemistically call in your language the 13th step. Some of you are ready for this. Some of you are not. It's all right. No judgment. But let us explain this idea and see if your mind can wrap around it.
Okay. Yes.
All right? All right. You understand the idea that we have expressed many times that any change is a total change?
Yes.
Yes? Or yes?
Yes. Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Then explain it to me.
Oh, shoot.
You see, there's going to be a test on some of this.
Well, when you change it...
Because you might just be blowing smoke in my eyes.
I might be. When you change something, you've said it's a total change because it shifts it from one thing to another.
What does that mean? What do you mean, one thing
okay,
to
I'm
another?
Okay, I'm busted.
Thank you. Very good. Thank you for being truly honest. Here's what we mean. Imagine, in your mind's eye, a blue cube. Do you see it? All right. It has six blue sides. Yes?
Yes.
All right. Now, imagine in your mind's eye a cube with five blue sides and one red one. Do you see it?
Yes.
All right. Now, there are two ways primarily to look at this. You could say that there is a blue cube and you have made one small change to that blue cube by changing one of its sides to red. But it's the same cube with just one small change. A red side. Or you could say, wait a minute, a totally blue cube and a cube with five blue sides and one red one are two completely different cubes.
Yes.
Completely different cubes. One has nothing to do with the other. They're two completely different cubes, two completely different realities, two completely different universes unto themselves, each with their own qualities, intact, having nothing to do with one another. You follow me?
Yes.
So, when we talk about the idea that every change is a total change, the idea is that if you take one thing, you can think you're making a small change in that thing, or you can realize that if you change anything, you've changed the whole thing to another thing altogether, in another reality altogether, with its own unique qualities having nothing to do with the cube that was there a moment ago. You follow me so far?
Yes.
So, this also is done with yourself as a personality. You must understand that what you are as a person, what you are as a personality, is an artificial construct. It's a temporary mask that you're projecting with your consciousness. You follow me?
Yes.
All right. So the idea of the urge to smoke, the craving, that exists as a component in one personality equation. That personality equation is one person, a whole person, a complete person unto herself in her own universe.
Yes.
Now,
okay.
There is also the idea that if you don't smoke, then there is also a universe for that person. A person who has quit smoking is its own idea. And one of the qualities of that description, one of the qualities of that equation is you are someone who used to smoke. That's a description unto itself.
Yes.
There is also another reality of a version of you that never did smoke. Mm-hmm. Ever. And so that person cannot have cravings because they never started smoking. You follow me?
Yeah.
All right. Now, the way to be that person is to understand the following notion. There is only here and now. You follow me?
Yes.
This is all there is. There is only one moment in creation. So, anything you think of as a different moment, a different reality, is actually the same one moment from a different point of view.
Yes.
All right. Now, so you could say, all right, there is a version of me that does not smoke. And in understanding that everything exists only in the now, then you also understand that the concept of the past and the concept of the future are just illusionary.
Yes.
You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
All right. If you know that the past is illusionary, then you must also follow the next chain in the logic, which is the past does not create the present. Instead, if you only exist now and the past is an illusion, it's the present that creates the past. Every single person that you choose to be at any given moment has her own past, her own unique past, different from any other version's past. So if you choose to be a person that does not smoke now, you can also recognize that that person now must, by definition, have a past wherein she never did smoke. And that's why she doesn't smoke now.
Wow.
Yes.
So I have to convince myself of that.
Yes. But you see, it's not just a matter of convincing. It's simply a matter of recognizing what the actual nature and structure of existence actually is like. Because once you understand what I've explained to you, it will make total sense that what you define yourself to be now actually creates a new past for that new person. It has to. Because in a space-time frame reference, in order to be whoever it is you're defining yourself to be now, with respect to the idea of causality as you believe in it in space-time, to be who you are now, that person has to have had a specific kind of past in order to be that person, because you believe that the past creates the present. So use that belief to your advantage by knowing that if you change the person you are, you are also allowing yourself to change the past that will then allow you to be the person you want to be in the present by becoming someone who never smoked, and therefore why should she have cravings? She never smoked. When you are that person...